Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. As we switch things up this morning, just get ready, get ready. The show is not going to be played today. Is that an April Fool? We're going to get it going. We got a lot to talk about. You know, last time when we were on the air, we talked about Chris Rock. And that was during the week. We want to get a feel of Chris Rock. We want to get also what's going on in Ukraine. We got a lot going on, a lot to talk about. We're going to get some things started. I want you to always remember, read your African-American newspapers, no matter where you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. Changing things up a little bit. We'll get a little music on here shortly. We just wanted to get you going craziness. And I do mean craziness with all this weather, tornadoes. A lot is going on. Are we getting a message? We will find out. We'll have some special guests on today. So be ready. Be hot. We got some things going on. I tell you, yesterday, South Dallas County heroes, Duncanville boys, DeSoto girl, Madison boy. I tell you, hot, hot, hot. And we got it live today. Want to get things going here. Just twist it up just a little bit for all of us this morning. So, back to the show. Let's hit it, Kurt.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on, get your bounce on, get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it, you gotta get, come on. Fifth one, fourth one. Come on, sing it.
Never thought that I would.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our mind. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Good morning again. Welcome to the Warren Corning Drum Major with him live in Studio A this morning. Had a couple of technical difficulties, but you know. Like I know when I know when I know what I know. Like you know. I take a licking and I keep on ticking. Good morning, good morning. It is the third day of April. I came on early and said that it wouldn't be a show today. That's my April Fool joke for you. But as you can hear, I am rocking and rolling again on this third day. Beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning. The sun is coming up here in Studio A. Just enough. I've got the blinds pulled. A little bit later, I'll be looking out the window to see what's going on in this beautiful world that we live in. I tell you, so much to talk about, so little time to do it. Judge Brown, the confirmation is coming, so we need to watch for that. On yesterday, got a chance to go down to Paul Quinn College, go down there quite a bit, last 10 years or so. They had the Southern Dallas County recognition, and that was the recognition of champions. I want to say good morning to the DeSoto High girls who won the state. Duncanville High School boys won the state. Madison High boys won the state, and of course Paul Quinn College, the National Small College Athletic Association national champions. So a lot is going on. Again, so little time to talk about it. We'll mix in some music, get some things going. Hopefully we'll get everyone that's online to at least chime in. You can ask a question. If I don't know the answer, I'll definitely find it. That's how we do on the World According to Drew. There's so much going on, and I just want to make sure that you get your part in. Now, you know what? I want to talk about this and need some participation, and we're going to talk about it throughout the show. Was it a hoax? Was it real? The slap that could be seen all around the world, kind of like the punch that could be heard all around the world, getting it seen. What is going on? That's my, I love it. What's going on? We got to find out what's going on with Will and Jada. Now, we got a lot of different people with different views about what happened. Now, everybody reported such a big thing about the slap. Let's give it a good, let's go with a definition. Slapping or smacking refers to striking a person with an open palm, a backhand slap, usually use the back of the hand instead of the palm. That's Wikipedia. That is Wikipedia. Now, we're going to go to the Urban Dictionary. And give you what slap means at the Urban Dictionary. A slang for teenagers, understand, fail to something or relate. Okay? Now, when you use the back of the hand, that was another thing, but it's Sunday morning, right? It rhymed with itch. That kind of slap. When you use the back of the hand. I'm glad Will didn't use the back of his hand. But that could have been ugly. Ugly. Man. But slap has so many definitions. Here's one here. It says this is like the sound that occurs when being slapped across the face. Usually, the person getting slapped gets the hand to the face. You know, some adult stuff on here. I had to change that up. We just, oh, man. When you get a chance, I want y'all to look. Just go to the Urban Dictionary. I'm going to try to keep this thing as clean as I can this morning. But go to the Urban Dictionary. There's a whole assortment of what slapping is all about. And you'll be like, what? In the Sam Hill. And that's what I'm talking about this morning. But I don't know. I'm going to give it to you now, and I'm going to give it to you a little later. I think it was the ultimate disrespect. Just think about when we were kids. If somebody slapped you, that was kind of disrespectful. I don't know. Question of the day, would you prefer getting punched or slapped? I would say neither. The punch probably would hurt more. Physically, because you got knuckles coming in, but I don't know, slap can hurt as well. Well, it hurts your pride more than anything. If you slapped in front of millions and millions of people, that's going to really hurt your pride. And I can't believe that happened. Now, do you think that Will Smith would be punished? That's the question. Hopefully we'll get some answers, especially from my good friend that's a faithful listener. Maybe she'll surprise me today and do something. But I'm going to tell you, this would have been my song if Will Smith would have slapped me.
He saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight.
said he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
everyone else
around me
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me.
That's what he called the best in Chris. Everybody hate Chris, but Chris showed the best. Song I was really looking for, because if Will would have slapped me on national TV, my song would have been Never Would Have Made It. Never Would Have Made It Outside the Auditorium. That's what I like to do. That's what I would have done if he would have slapped me like he did Chris. Never Would Have Made It. Harold, would you have made it if he slapped you?
No. It would have been a pay-per-view fight.
I would have been nice. I would have been nice. But
no, I wouldn't.
Look, Entertainment Tonight, all of them would have had a show behind the scenes.
TMZ, everybody.
Because, you know, TMZ don't lie. If they own something, they
but like they said. But like they said, Will knew that was the only place in America he could slap somebody and turn his back and walk off.
Yeah. Because if he just slapped Tupac.
Oh, man.
Bang, bang.
Like, hey, Steve Harvey said this week he couldn't have slapped neither one of the kings of comedy. He
look,
said not a one. Mm. Now, you don't slap no grown man.
Look, hey, I'm burning back.
You know what I'm saying? No, I ain't gonna slap Bernie Mac.
You
know,
it'd have
been
my
a whole bunch of.
But Harold, right before you came on, it's a little too hot for radio this morning. But folks, if you go to the Urban Dictionary. Slap means a lot of things.
Really?
Slap. Anything. Self-centered, joking, embarrassing. It can be used when people sometimes would say jokingly an offensive, but don't want to offend a person. Like, he slapped me in my back. You know. It's like a brick. Kill. Y'all look at Urban Dictionary. You're going to be a little shocked. Well, I'm not shocked. But to the main world, a slap is the coming together of fingers to one's face, creating a loud noise with the imprints of four fingers, in some instances, a whole hand with a palm and thumb all joining. You know, again, beautiful, beautiful Oscars. Had a little smear in it. But that smear is rolling all across the world. Where was security?
Yeah, he needs to find
him. That's why I thought it was staged.
Me too.
But I tell you this, next year they're going to have a lot of men and women in black suits around the stage.
No, they ain't. Will ain't coming back.
How long you think he's going to get?
1 year.
Will he be eligible for any potential Oscars?
Yeah.
He just can't show up.
He just can't come get it.
Will he let Jada get it?
No, Jada needs to stay with him somewhere. She can't come either.
Here's my thing, Harold. I did not know, you know, I don't look at the red table. I had no idea she had alopecia. Had no clue.
Hey, like Steve said yesterday, neither did the rest of America until then, till he made it an issue.
And I thought the joke was tasteful.
I did too.
The previous star had her hair cut. Alright? There's a lot of implications in that. If we look at it, we really dissect that a little bit. But husband laughed. The wife gave the look of like, Negro.
No, you didn't.
Ah, Carol, let's take it a little deeper in the hood. No, you didn't. No. And he had to defend. Well, my question, there's been a lot going on in this family. Did he slap that young boy that was with his wife?
Shoot, no.
Okay.
If you're going to go there, did he slap her?
No, sir.
Okay. He slapped.
But again, according to Webster's Dictionary, or strife with the palm of the hand or a flat object. So if I bring a 2x4, I can slap somebody with a 2x4. That's according to the dictionary. So if you hit somebody with a 2x4, you can't say you beat them with it. You slapped them with the wood. You struck them with the wood.
Know about that.
Oh, yeah, that's going to Merriam-Webster, Oxford Dictionary. That's the proper interpretation. If you go to the Urban Dictionary, I don't want to get into that, but they take a different twist on it. That's just like when your grandmama say, bless his little heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know what she's saying. Well, my mother, mm-hmm. God bless her, we all knew if she said the baby was dressed nice, beautiful, something nice, the baby didn't look good. You ever seen other babies? I hate mom. I know you're resting in heaven. I hate to say that about you, but you used to. Oh, God bless his soul. You sure dressed that baby nice. Beautiful shoes. Everything but say how the baby looked. Oh, my goodness. And the family, everybody that knew my mom, boy, we sit up there and laugh in church. Oh, you dress them so nicely. Oh, that's a beautiful bow in her head. Yeah. But that's another one. We're going to look at slap and bless your heart. Bless their little heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's how it goes. But Harold, we got it. All right. Eric, I caught you early. Good morning. Welcome to the World According to Drew. What's going on in your world this morning?
Hey, bless you, good brothers. How y'all doing?
Good,
hello.
Good.
All right,
we want to get you right off the bat. What's your interpretation of a slap?
Oh, man. As you all probably talk about, there's just so many layers to that, man. You know, probably a lot of repressed anger and hostility that he has related to who knows what, you know. And it seemed like Chris Rock was just the trigger to let all that anger be released, you know. As you well know, it's one thing to get in an argument with somebody and fuss and fight. That's a whole other thing, we, as you just mentioned, to put hands on somebody. You know, that's assault right there, you know. And so I think that, oh, man, it's just so much. You got to look at the guy's background. They say that Will has had a tendency to bully people smaller than himself. And because, you know, what he has said, that there was a joke saying that next year's guest host, instead of being Chris Rock, will be Mike Tyson. Now, with Will Smith gone up there and smacked Mike Tyson, you know. So we have to look at when you let your anger out on somebody, is it someone who can least likely defend themselves, you know? And then what's going on between Will and Jada, you know? They said that she's really taken him through the ringer over the years, and he's been trying to prove his manhood to her. And this was an opportunity in which he could prove himself to be a worthy husband, I guess, in his mind to her. And that she's looking for certain things in and out of the bed, and in terms, and also in terms of how masculine of a man is he. So I think that he was going up against a lot of stuff, you know. And
yeah,
a lot of pressure out in the best way.
Yeah, and then he probably thought he was still in character for Richard Williams. So I don't know what to say about that one. But look, let me put a twist on this. See if we got a clue back when they wrote the lyrics for the Fresh Prince. Now this is word all about how my life got flipped up, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute and sit right there, and I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days, chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool, and when I was all shooting b-ball outside of school, when a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in a little fight, and my mom got scared. She said, son, were you moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air? See, we should have known that. He couldn't fight. He couldn't fight when he left Philly. All right. That's the first clue. Well, I'm getting a kick out of those things. I begged and plead her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and she sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss and gave me a ticket. I bought my Walkman on and I said, I might as well stick it. So, again, when she sent it to Bel-Air, he was a rapper. He wasn't no fighter. So, he knew a couple of moves. So, that right there, he told his story right in that first verse.
Hey,
they say
Will didn't cuss in none of his raps. He showed cuss on that national TV.
Yeah. I mean, the brother just snapped. He snapped. All
right. Right. Well, do you all think he came up with a rough side of tracks and just wasn't his type of, that wasn't him he wasn't that kind of thug? Or what do you think?
Well,
do you think he's trying to prove his manhood on some levels or what?
Yeah, he was trying to put five on it. Look, he was trying
Jada
to validate
still, Jada,
what he was, what he wanted.
Jada still thinking about Tupac.
Well, he wouldn't have slapped Tupac.
No, he wouldn't have slapped Tupac.
Nah, Tupac would have had his boys on.
Yeah.
That's what I can understand. Hey, but here's the undercurrent. Here's the undercurrent to it all.
Right.
You had a total black production crew.
Right.
Everything
that's
was going through stage production. All of this was A1. A1. And then you come in and you slap a brother with a black production, camera crew, everything.
Mm-hmm.
It truly was a black night at the Oscars. You got it all. Pageantry, excitement, and we're going to throw in a prize fight for free. A one-punch prize fight. But I'm just thinking, at what point do we realize that we are responsible for our actions? I don't care what is going on. The table was set. 100 million people around the world watching us. And what point do you realize, if I go slap this man, everybody going to see this? Do I prove to my wife that I love her after being with that other dude and I know about it? Or,
man,
I'm going to be a fly on the wall at their house. I probably wouldn't be able to fly over there. Honestly, my eyes going to pop out my head. I can't even fly out. They got a lot going on.
What kind of expectations does she have of him? I don't know. Some people call her a hood rat. I'm not sure she's a hood rat or not, but some people say that's her mindset, that is a hood rat, you know. So if you're trying to meet the expectations of a hood rat and you got to go home to that hood rat, I'm just talking about men in general and women in general. You may be a woman and have a hood rat as a husband. You know, you're going to have to meet some expectations to live in that house. You know, that's going to put your life, your health, in a perilous situation that time, you know?
You're right. Arrogant hell, I got to step on this one very lightly. Very lightly. And keep your comments to yourself on this one, Harold. I know somebody that grew up maybe a quarter of a mile from where Jada grew up. In Baltimore, Maryland.
All right.
That's all you got
Harold,
to say.
Don't say a word. Harold, don't you say a word. Don't you?
That's all you got to say.
I'm going to pull the Will Smith out on you if you say a word. That's the new one now. That's the new one. I get slapped back.
You get slapped back.
Right. She grew up in the area, Northwest Baltimore. And, it had its challenges. But, you know, you're going to have some families that live the life and some that are trying to get out of that life over there. So she understands the street. She was just very fortunate to get out of there through some Juilliard-type high school there in Baltimore. But her and Tupac went to high school together. And this to say that sometimes you can be brought up a certain way, but that doesn't mean you have to act that way. If you act that way, because that's your choice to go back what you're familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old saying, it's not where you're going. No, it's not where you're from, it's where you're going. So if you take where you've been with where you're going, and what can we say? At some point,
Ben, I even heard the angle of him watching his father abuse his mom and not doing nothing. And so maybe that triggered that, and you know now Chris saying it triggered something with him, and man, they just making a whole bunch of therapists some money.
But I think it's a great conversation because our young boys need to learn how to – I think our young boys and young girls can learn a lot from this situation, you know, how to handle conflict, how not to handle conflict, because a lot of times our youngsters aren't getting that kind of information, you know, so I think it's good that they can learn from this situation, you know, and adults too. You know, adults can learn from this also.
Well, I'm hoping they can work deep a little bit more. To our little girls, our young ladies, we need to tell them, don't you ever open slap a dude. Ever.
Mm.
I don't care how mad.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a young girl slapping these boys.
They need to keep their hands to themselves.
Yeah. You have to you know, keep the spotlight off yourself. Because if you open slap a guy, there's chances that either from his reflexes right away, you may get something quicker than what you gave. And we hope not. I'm promoting that.
Right.
But don't put gas on the fire.
Right, right, right.
And sometimes that hand swing before you even know it. Now, I can speak from experience that I got slapped. I don't know, about 8 or 9, somewhere around there. You know, I was finding my way. I got slapped by the big sister, Harold. The big sister. Not by the young lady that we had a conversation with. She seemed to have enjoyed the conversation that I was presenting at the time. Well, big sister thought I appropriately reached out to her, embraced her. You know, I'm dressing it up. Improperly addressed her. And I get a slap in my face. She, I had to be about 10. She had to be about 16. So I go tell my sister. She come back around the corner, and she gets things under control. Y'all weren't with me now. It's Sunday morning. I can't tell it all. So we got this change. I asked her, why did she do that? She said, because you're my brother, and I love you. So, I'm again, the little brother, I said, you really love me? You love me? Because you know how older siblings don't give you a break, right? But she stood for me. So, again.
Well, that's one of them. I can whoop you, but they can't, you know.
Right. There you go.
That's how that
I didn't have no problems out of sending no more in my life. No more.
You didn't get the hug or no more either.
Huh?
You didn't get the hug or no more either.
No, a little sister? Yeah, I did hug again.
You went back?
I went back.
Boy, you a brave man.
I had to get the hood trophy.
That's right.
And look, and honestly, she was the only one. I was the only one she would let hug her.
Wow.
She liked that determined young man. She liked that determined young man.
Yeah. So, you know, I always had to give the gab.
You done took a slap to prove your love, shoot.
Well, let me ask you this, though. They say some people, they say that Jada will no longer, that she won't respect Will for doing what he did. That, I mean, he was trying to prove his love to her, but some people say she's still not going to respect him after this.
But you know what? Her actions outweigh her words. Because who is this little young who she's supposed to be hanging out with?
Woo. Man, that's deep, isn't it?
Wow.
You talking about being emasculated as a man, man. Gosh.
Oh, yeah. You look, she embarrassed him, and now he embarrassed himself. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going through some deep stuff, you know. I hope he has a strong spiritual foundation, you know, because somebody can go south on this, you know. They can go downhill after these kind of events. He's got to be a strong man to go through all this kind of carrying on, you know. So in a way, I sort of respect him for holding up under all this, but I mean, you just don't handle it the way he did. But this guy's been through a lot more than a lot of people have been through, from what I can tell. Not that he had the worst life ever, but he's been, when I sit back and look at it, he's been through a whole lot, you know.
Wow. Now look, I'm just going, this is October of this past year. She went out with Dwayne Martin.
Okay.
You know who Dwayne Martin is, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. 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 Yeah.
That's who, Keisha Campbell. Keisha Campbell's husband.
Husband, right.
What?
Ex-husband. Ex-husband, yeah. Well, then there's open relationship marriage. So.
Yeah. Boy.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, whatever that means. But I tell you this, I guess Tony told you, it never rains in Southern California. Not the way we take it rain.
Mm.
Oh my
God. Yeah, I think this is when I sit back and look at all this is a big mess that they're involved in, man.
And it all comes from these open
situations. Huh?
It all comes from these open marriages.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm really tripping. I'm looking at some photos. She in sweats with her New Balances on. At least she got the mask on. She got her head shaved. Okay, so why is it an issue? I don't know. I guess she had alopecia. Much longer than we thought. October 5th, pictures. Her and Dwayne Martin in Van Nuys, California.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging out. I guess, all right, if you got a partner in crime, now do y'all think anything, she put it on the red table. They said steps out. They're trying to clean it. Y'all think her and Dwayne? Now, they got something in common. They both hung out with Tupac. What was that movie? Above the Rim, one of them. Maybe Tupac bringing everybody together. Isn't that something?
He's a unifier.
Wow. I mean, Jade has always been cute, but I don't like her that thin. That's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks a little thin.
If you talk about her weight, that might be a whole other disease.
Well, if she grew up in my house, my grandma probably definitely give her some toast and some grits every morning.
Fatten her up a little bit, huh?
Yeah, you know, old folks, they don't eat late. She'll probably have a full breakfast at about 10 o'clock at night. Well, I better not say that. I might get slapped through the radio.
Yeah, you got to have some self-defense.
Now, we ain't going to let him slap.
Yeah. Well, I think a slap is more insulting than a punch.
Yeah. But so.
Just hit me. Go on, hit me.
You know, there's a couple of adjectives that you can put in front of slap, you know.
Yeah, I know. And you itching to say that. Itching.
Just itching for a scratch.
Yeah. Well, if you go to the Urban Dictionary, that would explain that slap. That's using your backhand.
Yeah. Pimp slap.
I'm telling you, you need to go to the Urban Dictionary. You see quite a bit.
I see you up in there.
All right, but let's change a little bit. We'll get back on the wheel. Think about the confirmation. How is it going to go with Judge Brown?
Oh, it's going to go well. How else can it go?
You never know what's going to go with folks.
Nah, they know better. And they're going to ask all them old crazy questions. Then they're going to go in there in that room. And okay, y'all know we got to do this. We don't want to.
Well, Eric, I apologize you didn't get in with us, but we found out that Ted Cruz was actually born in Canada.
Oh, really?
But
oh, okay.
He slipped in. Remember, President 45 said they were going to stop people becoming citizens if their parents were American citizens born somewhere else.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So how can you
afford
it when you fit in, Ted Cruz?
Yeah.
Born in Canada. See,
yeah.
It's good for you, but not good for others.
Yeah, well, politics is always about the slickest, you know?
Right.
And,
yeah.
So all this unfolding.
Dr. Martin Luther King said it's not about survival of the fittest, it's about the survival of the slickest. That's what Dr. Martin Luther King said, I think. You know, so I think he applied it. Yeah, that's what politics is about. A lot of these folks, I'm not going to say all of them, but a lot of them is about survival of the slickest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you can, that means you can always.
They think it is good for them only. How about all the kids, parents are in the military? I thought if you were born on a military base across the way, you still are American citizens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now they tried to do away with that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just so,
that reorganizing district put a more Republican in what are considered traditional Democrat areas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I tell you here, Dallas alone, Harold, I can't find out what a Ada Bernice Johnson, her district was.
20.
Well, we'll get the number. But Eric, let me show you. We know firsthand in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Representative Ada Bernice Johnson, she had pretty much our area of town.
The 30th.
Right.
30th, okay. Pretty much every face looked like yours and mine. And then several years ago, they stretched her district up towards Richardson, Texas. And anybody that's from this area understands the closer you get to Beltline going north, the complexion gets a lot lighter. Is that a good way to put it, Harold?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go south to Beltline, it definitely changes that way, too. Harold ain't say that. He thinking about it. He know the closer you get to South Beltline, it's our way. But they pushed her up to the northern part of the county, and she still pulled it off. That was supposed to defeat her.
Right.
And now they have changed the state lines, and I'm sure they're working on the national lines next. But, again, that's what they're doing. They're redrawing lines to get a different representation in Washington so they can get their numbers and they can vote the way they want to vote.
Right.
You know, it's a travesty of what's going on in these states around the world.
It's about survival of the slickest. That's what it comes down to.
Yep.
That way you're not surprised. You plan ahead of time how to counteract that, you know?
Yeah.
But in our state legislators, state legislation, there's not many blacks in it at all.
Mm. Oh, really?
They still pissed off how you get nine black judges, all sisters, in Harris County. How did we let that happen? And they're on the bench. I don't know how long their terms are, but once they get there, you know they got name recognition to vote again. They'll get the votes again.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of spiggity is going on. Not only in Washington, the state of Texas, the state of Florida. You know, he passing laws and such.
Yeah.
Don't say. Well, I'm gonna say this. When the Holocaust, from what I understand, and you know, I support Whoopi Goldberg and what she was saying. It's different. It's quite different. Anything we went through, they went by the color of your skin. Those folks in Germany, they all looked alike, close to it. I had just a little tinge to the skin. So when they went through the Holocaust and killed the folks, there were some other underlining things, too, that they went by. Some of it was sexuality that they don't want to tell the truth about. That's who was punished through the Holocaust. And now you're going back on that, you know, to each his own. I know what side my bread is buttered on, and I'm going to stick with that. I can't eat but one piece of toast at a time, and it's going to be buttered the way I want it. So y'all work with that one a little bit this morning. But all these things, you got an ex-president that they can't find, what, 7 minutes? Of calls or something on this insurrection. He uses somebody else's telephone. I tell you, this country has gone through a lot these last 2 years. I'm going to put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Your personal attorney talking about, let's go get her.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all standing on the platform together. They are dragging their feet with what they need to be doing in this country. Had it been any of us, gentlemen, we wouldn't have gotten to the month of February after January 6th. The court case would have been signed, sealed, and delivered. This country we live in, all we've ever asked as African American, give us a fair share. Give us the opportunity to sit at the table and show you what we can do and not what you think we can do. That's all we've ever asked for. And to our brothers and sisters that sit high, we need you to do what you need to do for that's right. Now, if you're going to follow their regimen, that's fine. You got to eat. I can't feed your family. I understand. But I hope you can look at that person that you see in the mirror every time you look in the mirror. Are you doing what's right for everybody? Are you doing what's right for your boss? Are you doing right for your people? That's some hell of a options to have. We want you to do what's right for all. But every now and then, you need to bring somebody with you. Pull somebody along the way. See, we don't do that. We scared. Look, let me get back. We scared. Well, don't be scared. We got to help each other out. That's one thing we don't do. All these years, we still struggle. Struggling because we don't want to do what's right. We don't want to make things level the playing field somewhat. Harold, we're discouraged. But you know, when we help out, you with the big job, you know, make sure the brother, sister, make sure they qualify. Because you know they're going to go through their resume with a fine-tooth comb. And yet, this other candidate doesn't have any of the fanfare that our candidates have. But that's just a good old network. The good old network.
So we'll see what's going on, Harold.
Now, right before you came on, I want to get your thoughts on this. The Southern Dallas County had an event yesterday representing or presenting the champions of that Southern Dallas County, starting out with the girls from DeSoto High School, the boys from Duncanville High School, the boys from Madison High School. And then last and definitely not least, the men of Paul Craig College, the National Small College Athletic Association national champions. Gave them a platform yesterday out of Paul Quinn. And Paul Quinn is celebrating 150 years. What do you think about that? I thought about it because they had Townview out there. I know Townview is a little deep in your heart. I've seen the drum major the last couple of years. Was your baby drum major?
Yes.
It was. Is Mr. Hill still over there?
No, he finally retired, man. Finally retired. He's a retired man now.
He did a lot for those kids. Did a lot for the community, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Class act.
Yeah, you know, he was our band director back in the day. He was a fiscal.
Oh, he's what am I, Dean Hill?
Yeah. He's been around for a minute.
Yeah, at DeVelt, huh?
DeVelt Elementary.
Okay. So he moved up with you all, huh? Good. Have you seen the changes they're making to Roosevelt?
Yeah, oh, yeah. They do redoing all the schools over there, man. It's kind of cool. You know, Sock was first. Then they started on Roosevelt. Now they're doing Carter.
Yeah. Well, Carter's almost finished. Carter got a new turf. Roosevelt got a new turf. Every time I go down to Corinth, I can look over there and see kids out there playing soccer on a nice
AstroTurf.
Now, they don't know like I know. When it start getting 100 degrees out here in the summer, that turf ain't going to be no friend.
Mm-hmm.
Holding all that.
Right.
Now, when you were coming up now, those houses that were right there by the track on the Clarence side of the school, were they primarily black, or what was the ethnicity that primarily was on that side?
Yeah, it was black.
Okay. All the way down to, is that Clarendon that comes over there, come through?
Huh?
What's that street that runs right by the train station? Not the land. It's A Street up top. What is it down at the bottom? Well, I'm right there by the train. The train, right by the train. I guess I'll go by there tomorrow and look.
Clarendon,
but
all that, right there, I know.
Okay. So all that by Clarendon going south was all Velt, was in the bottom at Velt, too. So there are a lot of little parts down on the river bottom or right next to the levee.
Yeah.
But I must have followed the Dallas Independent School District, I guess with their ball guns they're doing some good things. I am a little upset still that Adamson, which is one of your older schools, got a facelift. They actually got a whole new school.
Yeah,
they got a whole new school. And they kept the old building for ninth grade.
Man.
So they're working on it. Sprague, old Sprague, now belongs to Kimball. So Kimball owns Sprague now. Because in Washington, everybody had to go to Sprague. What's the other one on the other side of town? Forrester. I don't know who owns Forrester. Because I know Skyline has their own. I guess Spruce and Samuel, they're working on their schools out there. So you can see the progressions of that. Now we got to get these students reengaged. You know, a lot of these students with COVID, they're not doing well. Not doing well at all. Yep, we have to push our school board members, push these schools to want to do more for our children. We need that. Because we don't need them going on the Oscars slapping folks. We need to explain the importance of doing what's right. If you all get a chance, try to grab the Texas Metro News this week or from last week. I put a little pen to paper. So I do drop a line every now and then. So we need y'all to, as opposed to get out there and read these papers. If you don't get the copies, you can go online. Go online and you can find it there as well. Yeah, we need to read more, folks.
That's true.
Old folks put it in a book. They never find. Never. All right, Hal, what's going on in your world? I was waiting for somebody to call, but didn't call yet.
Just counting down the graduation and trying to get that all taken care of.
Where did time go?
Yeah. Good answer.
They're getting a little older and we're getting older too.
That's what they say.
I see you got a message this morning.
I did?
Yeah, I was trying to see. That's a picture of Angie and who?
Oh, that was her pilot on the Southwest Airlines flight. She was a fellow rattler. Thought maybe you would know her.
Okay.
She was on a flight, and that was her. That was her SARA and pilot.
Okay.
In Chicago. You know, her mother just celebrated her birthday this past week.
Yeah, we ain't getting no call. Yeah, hang with you.
Yeah.
I wish I would have known.
Yeah, I didn't know about it until past Sunday myself.
Yeah. I had
you know, her
and
my sister. Her and my sister, ballet mate. They all grew up under Miss Williams' ballet school back in the day when she was in Southside.
All right.
I,
Well, I want to give a couple shouts out to.
Yeah, well, I was here from Gwen. She's saying it was her niece's birthday. I'm guessing she's saying Elaine's daughter, because I know Elaine just celebrated her birthday the other day. Say happy birthday to her.
Uh-huh. She's a big, big,
Oh, that's who it is?
Yeah. Gwen was on for a minute, but she left. But you let her know we did
niece.
Say it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's her niece. That's the niece there. She's in Cali.
Going back to Cali. I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so. First chance I get.
You know, I'm having a tough time pulling up these emails.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what's going on. Do you get the, I don't know what's going on, to be honest. But we're going to keep things moving right along. For those who are just joining us, we talked about a lot in trying to find out what in the Sam Hill happened when Will went up and slapped Chris Rock. What were the triggering mechanisms associated with that? And we found out that last fall, Jada hanging out with Dwayne Martin above the rim. Oh, I'm sorry. That was just one of his movies. I'm sorry. ex-husband.
Oh, man. I just saw something dirty talking about Jesse say Will Smith slapped him, too. He say Will Smith slapped him, too, man. Did you hang up on me?
Can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay. I was trying to get some of them young people on the phone. I'm sorry about that. Can you still hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I think I pressed the wrong button. That's all right. Try to get, see if we can get some of them young graduates. See what they got to say this morning.
Oh, yeah. Good luck.
Yeah, that's what I say. Good luck.
Good luck with that one.
I say, for my young lady, boy, when she do it big. I don't know what she trying to do. But, hell, they're down in Florida. I said, okay, well, maybe they'll do a little Masters in Texas or go to the other coast, like a brother.
Mm-hmm.
He goes from right coast to left coast. So she's drawn some interest, and they've drawn some interest all the way across the pond.
Mm. Man.
All the way across. At the University of London School of Economics.
Wow.
Said, now what you doing in economics? You know, I'm questioning. Because if you want to do economics, we can go to UTD. Something.
No, man, you gotta go across that water, man.
It's kinda expensive over there, but I've checked with people and said that right now the only problem with London is expensive. But it's pretty safe over there right now. That was my only concern about the travel to and from London, going to Heathrow. So, Harold, I guess I'll go back over to London and have a jolly good time. Hopefully the Queen will still be alive. I did go over for the Jubilee, but hope I'll go back and have a bloody time. Bloody.
Mm.
Bloody.
All I can do is laugh. I don't know where you're going with that one. But, yeah. But, you know, as we, I think we got, oh, we got a minute or two. I wanted to talk about how, let's go back to these kids. It was a great thing. It wasn't, I don't know if they advertised it as much as they needed to. But, you know, when you have kids showing that out of all the high schools, and it's a million high schools in Texas, that one area can bring back all these champions. The Solo girls who've been hot the whole year. Duncanville boys did well. And you know who I forgot to mention? Faith Family. They won. And that's, you know, they've made up of a lot of schools in Oak Cliff. But they had two kids that were at least 7 foot tall. And that's them. I think the air is a little different up there for them kids. A little different. But I want to thank the administrations of each school. Again, you got the DeSoto ISD, Duncanville ISD, Dallas ISD, and then with Faith Family being a charter school, I thank them too for just representing Dallas. In this case, Southern Dallas County. So the kids were excited. I was excited because I you know how I love sports. And then just being out there with the kids was just very energizing. And then, hell, I was trying to see if we can get some of these older Paul Quinn. You know, Paul Quinn has been around 150 years.
Say that.
Paul Quinn is the oldest black college west of the Mississippi River. I didn't say Prairie View. I didn't say Grambling, Texas Southern, Houston Tillerson, Southern, Grambling. On this side of the Mississippi, Wiley, Jarvis, did I leave anybody out?
Mm-hmm. Not that I can tell. Mm-hmm.
And that is a true testament. They started out in Austin, Texas. A lot of people did not know that. And then when they left Austin, they went to Waco. And after Waco, they came to Dallas here in 1992. A great testament. And if you didn't know, Paul Quinn was an AME bishop. A lot of people didn't know that. And if you ever get the opportunity to go down on Simpson Stewart, you have to go. They're going to take your temperature, but wait till they have an activity. They still try to keep it closed off as much. But let me give you a quick history about Paul Quinn College. It's a private, historically black college, private, historically black Methodist college in Dallas. The college affiliation is with the African Methodist Episcopal Church, better known as AME. It is the oldest historically black college of the Mississippi River and the nation's first Urban War College. And that War College, they are working with Toyota out in Plano. And they're providing housing for those kids, Harold, so they don't have to come back and forth. They're in time with Toyota. Paul Quinn, the home of We Over Me Farm. You know, they converted their football field into a farm, which has created a partnership with PepsiCo to bring healthy food to the food desert of Dallas. Did you know that was the food desert?
Oh, yeah.
No grocery stores. They have one. It's out of business now. And people in that sector either have to go to, I don't know, what's in Wilma, or go back east. Food desert. All right. Paul Quinn College appeared in the 1897 publication of the AME Church Journal, the editor. So it's rolling, guys and young ladies. They've even changed the sign. Instead of Paul Quinn College Herald, they're just calling themselves Paul Quinn.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you need to get out of there, out there a little bit. We're gonna make sure we hang out this summer down there. Got a lot going on.
Okay.
And they have two schools, the Frederick D. Haynes Academy is out there. They're in the Zell building. And then they're bringing in a second school, and I apologize for not knowing their name. Might be a tip school. And they're leasing out their buildings for these fine institutions.
Oh,
now,
that's
tough. That's a field. Now, I'm happy with the growth, but I'm going to let you know my displeasure. I am a baseball guy. Love it. I love all sports. I'll play you in a game of ping pong. I just love every sport. Marbles, whatever we got to do. Hopscotch, bring it on, bro. Bring it on. Four square. Oh, I'm sorry. Got carried away. But on this side, the suicide of the campus, now right by the creek, was a baseball field. They made that baseball field into a soccer field. So Paul Quinn doesn't have any baseball anymore, just soccer. And with the affiliation with the school, the charter school, there will be building an artificial turf. So a lot of people say, we didn't know it was out there. Understood. We'll try to do our part, but we need our kids to be ambassadors. And everything's not perfect. It wasn't perfect at FAMU either, but we survived. We made it happen.
You just say that?
Yeah.
It was.
I told you my freshman year, we didn't have heat. Tallahassee gets cold, but I slept in my coat. I made it happen. You know why I made it happen? Because I told my mom I needed an electric blanket, something. Yeah, you better sleep in your coat. You'll be all right. But you know, that Friday, electric blanket came on the bus.
Oh, you reading your phone?
I think I missed something. I'm trying to read it. It didn't come through all the way up my mind. I keep hearing it, but it didn't come through.
Oh,
A.B. Mama. Okay, all right. All right. It was perfect. We ain't had no Wi-Fi, air, none of that.
None of that.
And I think about the typewriter that I had, it made me think of Cheryl now. I had a Smith Corona. And we thought I was in high cotton because I got one of the first ones that had the correction tape. You didn't have to start over.
You didn't never need that, though.
Well, no. It just, no, I needed it for whoever typed my paper for me. Now, you think about that for a minute.
Ain't got it.
But Harold, we made the most of nothing. I say nothing, but we didn't have all the amenities that these kids have today. The temperature in the room was either one or the other. It was either hot or cold. It wasn't no putting it on 78, 76. It was either hot or cold. That's what we had to deal with.
Thank you, Charlie.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing was wrong with that. We made it happen. Made it happen. I was trying to get in touch with my daughter a little bit to see what's going on with her. She's living her best life. And, you know, as we approach, this is April, a lot of kids will be graduating at all different levels. And I like to start from the beginning, from kindergarten. You know, some places graduate you out in sixth grade, and then the ninth grade. And then as a senior in high school, want to wish them the very best. The very best in the future, for the future. I love this time of year, Harold. Everybody try to put their little, got to put their little robe back on. I can't even find my robe. Might be good that I don't have it.
Yeah, because I saw you try to wear that cap and sweater.
All right. What was I wearing?
I thought you just muted me.
No, not yet.
Saw you trying to wear that cap and sweater.
Okay. How's that now? We say? All right.
Boy, that jumping left you let him know control of the switch.
But you know, today a lot of kids have many choices. For schools, you know, it's kinda like shoes. You gotta find the one that fits the best for your feet. And that we do understand. But I tell you, I wouldn't have traded anything in the world. Anything. Experience, the friendships. It's just unbelievable. And not to say that other institutions don't do that. They absolutely do that. But they are not fighting to get back to homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
Like we are. Get the homecoming, Harold, you might have $20 in your pocket. 20.
But you
have to pay for the high hotels, got your ticket, got your rental car. You know where to go, especially if you're a capper. You go to Fred House, you get all the liquid vibrations you can get. You know they're going to feed you down there because whoever line is their anniversary going to feed the crowd. So you got a meal, at least two nights.
Well, that's good.
I don't remember when I first got to Dallas. Man, I was going back like it was nothing. And my favorite song of all time during the time I was here was the theme song from Cheers. Sometimes you want to go where somebody know your name. I'm telling you, that was my theme song. That was my theme song. You know, unlike some other people, I'm going to remind you. Now, here's a story all about my life. My life had flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute to sit right there and then tell you how I became the principal of a town called Bel Air. See, that's where all the problems started for Will a little bit. I know Cheryl's going to get me for this. But he told us his story.
Mm-hmm.
It's a travesty what happened. I don't know if they ever reconcile the moment. But I can say this, and I will stand on this forever and ever. They got some things they need to work out in their family. It's too much. You get caught hanging out with Dwayne Martin. But do what you got to do. Reevaluate whatever you got. But that can be dangerous in more ways than one.
If he likes, he likes it, we love it.
And that incident that happened, I would like Cheryl to come on this. And let me get so I can see what she feel about the Fresh Prince of Bel Air, the slap that was heard around the world, the whatever I want to call it. Yep, that was seen around the world. He bigger than Ali when it comes to hitting, punching, and slapping. Come on, Miss Cheryl. I'm looking at I ain't going to have you on hold forever. Just what was your take? I know you're going to take us in the next direction with it, but I want to hear what you got to say about the slap. Because if we would have got slapped at Fairview, oh, boy. Hell, everybody would have known it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even have cell phones. Everybody didn't have a TV in school. But they would have heard about it. They would have heard about it. All right. Let's bring in the world-famous writer, author, grandmother, police officer, congressman, Cheryl Smith. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, did she came in her version of Lady Bear White. Did you hear that? Good morning. Show you right. So, Cheryl, I know you have so many media connections out there. What has been the sentiment about the Will and Chris Rock round woman? What's been their take?
My take is that we have a Senate getting ready to vote on Ketanji Brown Jackson.
We covered that, yeah.
We didn't cover it enough because we are spending so much time continuing to slap because every time we say something, we exacerbate the situation, especially when we suppose and conjecture and I don't know if you read my column this week, but I spoke about the Academy Awards. And out of over 600 words, you don't have 30 about the slap.
Say it again. I didn't hear you. Say that again. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
You don't have 30 words about the slap because we are talking about what everybody is talking about when we could be shaping what people are talking about by putting other information out there. But as long as we keep it going, others will keep it going. And you can say what you want to say. It was really hard for me to say violence is not the answer when we live in one of the most countries in the world. But I'm looking at all the issues. It's a distraction.
Yeah.
And, you know, I still don't get past the hype on some things because what happens to everybody dialing back if you find out it was actually, no matter what, it was actually planned. Then you have to deal with all the, well, this, and I don't take, I'm not Team Will, and I'm, no, I won't say it that way. I am Team Will, and I am Team Chris, and I am Team Jada. It's enough with dividing and conquering and feeding into everyone else's hype. When you look at all the other things, I'm not going to bear there. If there is shame to bear, I'm not bearing it. I didn't slap anybody. I didn't talk negatively about anyone and, you know, publicly ridicule. And there's folks who know about being bullied or being or the importance of the significance of a black woman's hair. There are some issues. And then I'd like everybody to take, go and look and just Google the video of Mr. Brown from Tyler Perry at the Neighborhood Awards. And he starts cracking on Lavelle in the audience. And it's fun, you know, and people say, you know, if we had been at the picnic or if a family or if you had been at with just our family, if you will. We're talking about black people. It would have been perceived as differently. But when Mr. Brown starts scoring on Lavelle gets up and walks up on the stage, and then it's like a fun fest, a free-for-all that goes on. And it's just hilarious. And then before you know it, Kirk Franklin is up on the stage, and they're talking about Lavelle was talking about the little outfits that Mr. Brown and Kirk Franklin had on, and you just see a different entire take on it. But if it was for real, I'm sorry that it happened, but it also opens up the door for a number of discussions, and it also shows the double standard of how we respond when something happens. You know, when white folks do something that is perceived as embarrassing, you don't see white folks saying, oh, this is going to be bad for the white community. They may say nothing at all, or someone may say, look at that fool. But I'd rather spend my time talking about what a great job I thought that Will Packer did. If it was real, the slap, I wish someone had been there who could handle crisis a lot better and quicker, because I think we would have came back from a break if I had been out there helping, and we would have used that break to make some great things happen, and the music that would have been pumping when we came back from a break would have been Biggie saying it was all a dream. and then, you know, you just have to make things happen, because sometimes we don't see. I just, for me, Public Enemy said, don't believe the hype. And I'm saying, sit down, hypocrites, because everybody can talk about what they would do in a situation if it was real. And I keep making that caveat, if it was real. Everyone keeps talking about what they would have done. Like, we haven't had errands before. We have not had misjudgments. We have not done things that we would like to dial back. Everybody has the advice, great advice for someone else, when we've all been in predicaments where we've done something that we wish we hadn't done. But for me, for us to continue vilifying, making negative comments, going deeper, you can have fun with it, yes, and do some chiding and everything. But the dysfunction shows, because we're tearing Jada apart worse than that joke ever did. We're tearing Chris and Will apart. And it's like, don't you get it? Now, I wonder if you know, you ask me, you shouldn't ask me anything. But anyway, you ask, and I have to ask, if Chris had made reference to those beautiful statuettes, divas, in, instead of saying G.I. Jane, said Black Panther, would it have made a difference? Would it, if it did upset, you know, the face, Jada's face, you did see that, you know, she wasn't feeling the joke. But, you know, too much time. You got to worry about some crazy senators this week. You have to worry about, you know, we're looking, what, 54 years. How many years has it been? Dr. Martin Luther King. Look at Martin Luther King Boulevard in our neighbors across the country. There are so many. If people can solve the ills of the world and analyze and dissect and put back together and make better the situation between Will, Jada, and Chris, why can't they spend some of that time making their community better?
Right. They do it together. Let bygones be bygones. But it's, again, I think we...
No, I don't think it's about bygones being bygones, because I still put a big if as a caveat. And because it is hype, you know, you're looking at, you know, interestingly, an hour before the Oscars came on, I was talking with some of my line sisters, and one of them said she was going to be going to the Chris Rock concert in Miami on April 14th. And I said, I guess I'll be there with you. And so after it was all over, I asked, was she still going to be going? And she said, yes, she was. And I said, good. You know, there's support there, because, you know, we don't have to show white folks or anybody else how fair we could be, and we gonna chastise them first before any of y'all do to show. No. You know, I say the same thing about Judge Tammy Kemp, and people are not, you know, they don't even know the name of the judge that gave that taser woman, what, 2 years? But they know Judge Tammy Kemp, who hugged Amber Geiger. Come on. Give me a break.
Well, you heard it there. Hell?
Oh, I'm here. I got a hold of somebody on the East Coast.
I got you.
Get them to come on. They had their senior night last night, so I'm trying to see if they radio ready. I'm looking at the pictures from the senior night outing, but he's all dressed up out there in your wife's city.
Almost to remember, but you know, we what Cheryl was saying is that we do need to refocus. There's so much pressure on us as a whole that we start getting the positive out of it. I just hope the lesson learned is that we be able to handle ourselves. Kind of like your mama. Let me tell you what happened in the Wiggum household. When you embarrass yourself, you embarrass yourself, because I'm going to let you go. That's what my mama told me. No, that's after she said, you think about everybody that you come in contact with, because you're going to embarrass them when you embarrass yourself. So think about your actions and make sure you keep yourself up.
And we do have to. That's so important. But it's just, you know, about bearing the blame and the shame of, you know, what happened. And, you know, it was uncomfortable. But no one else puts that burden. It's like a black man's burden. We have to take the burden for everything that anybody does when there are idiots abounding all over the place. And so
right.
I can't tell you, when you go out, yeah, they say don't embarrass this family, don't embarrass this in this community, but after a while, you got to accept responsibility for your own actions and inactions. And come on, you're going to tell me. Okay, let's go with Chris. Chris, people accused him of misogyny, and they said he was abusive verbally to women. You're going to tell me out of all the million people who have made comments, none of them have been abusive to a woman. And some of them were probably on their computer, and a woman came in, they're like, damn, don't you see me working? Get away from me. And they haven't said something abusive to that woman. Then, in contrast, all these people talking, you're going to tell me none of them hit anybody. No, only the people who have never hit anybody are speaking up. No, I venture to say that you got a lot of hypocrisy going on, and it needs to be called out, and it needs to be stopped. And we need to try to find a way to deal with things, you know, and stop running to social media to crucify people. You know, just don't do it. It's like the people would say, they put the polls in the and on social media and have six pictures and say one of them has to go. No, why can't you have all of them? Why are we canceling our own people? Haven't we been canceled out enough by other folks? And we going to do it too? No. And thank and shout out to the ladies who hosted Amy, Regina, Wanda. I just wanted them to have more time out there. And then a big shout out to Donnie Wilson, Donnie F. Wilson, who is, if you remember, at the Don't Believe the Hype Celebrity Bowl-a-thon, when I would have a shoe from Shaquille O'Neal, it was because of Donnie. And wow. Donnie and Shaquille and Steph Curry and Paris won an Oscar last week for the documentary on Lucia Harris. Talk about Lucia Harris. Talk about she the first and only woman to be drafted by the NBA. Talk about how she wanted to go to Alcorn State, but they didn't have a girls basketball team at the time, and so that's why she was in Delta State. Here you had somebody, you got these people, the last thing they want to do is go to an HBCU, and she wanted to go. Posthumously, I'd like to see Alcorn State give her an honorary degree from that school. Let's have some real conversations and uplift and help us to grow. Let's let young girls, they're talking about people, young people seeing violence. They see violence every day. You know, people who haven't said anything about some of the crap, misogyny and behavior of, what's his name, 45, feel like they got to weigh in on Chris and Will. And they got to tear them down, and their future is over, and nobody's going to forget about this. I've had some discussions with people about it, and this is probably the most I've talked about it because one of our team asked me what I talk, what I write about it. They wanted to know my take on it, and I'm like, I said, I really don't have a take on it, the take that people want to hear, because they just want to hear us say, you know, violence is wrong. No, violence is institutional racism. Violence is you looking over me for a job just because of the color of my skin. Violence is you having my children have to go to schools with substandard books. Violence is you not wanting to have, you want to have a discussion about every other country in the world and what their dictators or the folks did wrong, but you don't want to have about this country under the guise of what critical race theory is doing. Nah, give me a break.
We get that. I'm just sitting here just mandating on everything. Everything. But we got a long way to go. We got a long way to go. And you know what? We can get there. We just take steps, one or two steps at a time, moving in the right direction. All right. We got another call.
Not sure, Houston.
Listen. Welcome to the world. What's going on in your world? 972. Good morning.
Hi, it's Lauren. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Hey, you living?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I like that dress.
How are you this morning? Thank you.
We're doing great. We were talking about Baltimore a little earlier because Mr. Andrews' wife is from the hood. I mean, from the neighborhood in Baltimore. You know, we can't talk about her too bad. Sometimes she be listening. But he mentioned trying to get you guys on and tell us how you feel about this upcoming graduation and tell us about anything else coming up, like if you decided not to do this gap year and, you know, anything you want to share with us.
our commencement is May 22nd, so we'll be graduating with my Bachelor's of Arts in Behavioral Biology with a minor in Psychology. I do still plan on taking my gap year, but after my gap year, I do plan on either a master's or straight into PhD for clinical psychology.
And then her dad is going to be her first patient.
Now, let her get some real training. You might throw that thing off a little bit.
You can't just throw her in there like that, huh?
Yeah, no. She got to warm up to your level. Now, she can't just start at the top. No, but we're so proud of you. You know, seem like we just started this conversation. Can't believe it's been 4 years already. We are proud of you. We want you to think of the world like an oyster. There's a pearl in there, but all you got to do is just open it up. And that's how life is. If you don't open it up, you don't know what you may entail. So, again, we're proud product of good old Southern, how they say it now, Southern Dallas County. And
we were talking about Mr. Hill earlier, too. He didn't know he had finally retired.
Oh, yes. I think maybe a couple years, a year or two now.
Okay.
Are we still planning on a senior trip?
Yes, I am taking the senior trip with some of my friends. One of my friends from home actually is coming too, a few of my friends from college. We're going to Honolulu for a few days, so that should be fun. Our little
Andrew, we was lucky if we went to Waco.
That's stretching it. You mean you ain't going to Wasatchi? There's something down there, right?
You know what I'm saying, man?
Wait, I got one better than that. Cedar Hill National Park. That's where you really was going.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but we understand, and Errol, we're going the other way. We're going tropical. It started out with about 10 people. Now it seems like 25, 30. Some of her friends have dropped in. We're going over to the Dominican.
I noticed you saying we.
Yeah, I'm French. As you know, I have some French in me.
I know
we
you're saying we boo boo.
Yeah. But I'm just so proud of you and first of all, make yourself proud, and then you know your parents are gonna be smiling from ear to ear anyway, and family members. But things have changed since we've gotten to this point in our lives. But continue to do well. There are a lot of distractions. Just stay focused. And that gap year, just work on just staying more focused on it and get it done. And I would love to see your report when you talk with your dad. Get him on the couch. Cause, hell, I hope you don't write your bill and pray on.
Yeah, we're going to make that a movie. We're talking about making it a movie.
Oh, no.
But as long as you don't write your bill in crayon, you think about that for a little while.
Okay. But we thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
And we need you to go down to the harbor and go to Phillips. Phillips at one time still was the best, but I need you to do a little sample for me. Try the crab cakes at Phillips. And then I need you to come down to Ocean Air. Come to Ocean Air when you come back home and tell me who has the best crab cakes, Ocean Air or Phillips.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'm sorry your daddy woke you up, but we appreciate it.
her aunt and them woke up when they saw them pictures of that dress from that thing last night.
It was senior formal last night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was formal too, Andrew.
All right. Well, I'm sure we all see it.
No, they didn't put me on restrictions, telling me, hey, Andrew, they put me on restrictions, what I can and can't put on Facebook.
Yeah, well, don't put it on Facebook.
I have to get clearance. Yeah, I have to get clearance.
But you can text all your friends. Oh, I'm sorry.
See?
Well,
that's how we
thank
do
you
it.
Again. And feel free to come on
at
any time. Keep us posted, you know, what's going on. And, you know, we support you 100%. And just a lot of people are just waiting for you to do big things, you and your brother. And that's
thank you.
We're truly excited. So, again, thank you so much. As we wind things down, okay, wind things down by 90 seconds, hell. Go ahead. I'm going to let you have 30 seconds and just gloat, hell. Go ahead.
I was going to say, man, it's kind of hard for me to talk. I'm choked up over here. But I'm just proud of her, and we're going to keep things going and going to support her in anything she want to do, even a gap year.
All right. There you go, Daddy. You got it. You got it. Well, as always, everybody, thank you so much for being a part of The World According to Drew. We do this every Sunday morning, so feel free. Today was kind of loose. We covered some things, but again, we're going to be celebrating the rest of this month a lot of our graduates here, and I want to leave you with something here, Lauren, as well. You know, you do your part, everybody do their part. And you know what? We all need to remember there is an on-time God. Everybody have a great week. Much love. Oh.